Our numbers, at least on the federal side, are fairly substantially down. Currently, we're only have about seven federal inmates. At one point in the last, I guess, well, probably several years, many years, that number was up closer to between 15 and 20. So those federal inmate numbers are substantially down. There's a change, and this is sort of an assumption that's not been communicated to me directly from the federal court system, so I don't want to speak sort of on their behalf in any way, but I believe some of the cause of that is that there's a new federal building being built in Rock Island, and most of the federal court in Illinois, in our district, or our the Central District of Illinois, has moved to Peoria. So I'm hoping at least that it'll be a temporary thing while the court's being held in Peoria, that the inmates just a little more accessible for them for court purposes if they're closer to Peoria versus here. So I'm hopeful that once the federal building is completed and court resumes in Rock Island, that those numbers will return.
So in terms of like revenue for this fiscal year from housing foreign inmates, how does that compare to previous years in terms of basically where we're at in the fiscal year?
Sure. We expected, or when we were doing budgeting expectations, the revenue for just inmate housing was, I believe, 630,000, a little over 630,000, was what we anticipated based on previous years. And right now, it looks, if our numbers continue as they are, I'm guessing about a 38% reduction in that revenue, which would equate to a little over $230,000. A decrease in that foreign inmate housing revenue. We've worked with Scott County, Iowa, and Cook County to try and increase their numbers a little bit, which in hopes will make up for at least some of that difference. Scott County has been really good. They've brought over inmates where they hadn't had any inmates here for the last several months of the last fiscal year. And Cook County has increased their numbers by a little bit as well to try and offset some of that. And of course, we're still working with Warren County until they get their new jail built to house their females and any other, specific need people that they may need assistance with housing. And I'm hoping, as time allows, to reach out to some of the other larger counties in the area as well to see if they have any need for outside housing and make sure that we're on their radar to try and sort of make as much use of our resources here as we can.